Mr. Speaker.
Order, order. The Right Honourable Winston Peters will immediately leave this chamber. Order.
A bad start to the week for New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters, following his transport spokesman Dennis O'Rourke out the door after the Speaker, David Carter, lost patience with the length of one of Mr. O'Rourke's questions.
The question was so long, it's very easy to remember to address any part of it. The member wants a short, sharp question. I can help him get a straight answer.
Dennis O'Rourke wasn't having that.
The question was not
order.
Long, Mr.
Order.
Mr.
Member
Mr.
will resume
Speaker.
His seat immediately. I have ruled. I'm giving the member a chance to complete his questioning. If he doesn't want to, we can easily move to the next one.
But Mr. O'Rourke continued to defend the one he'd already asked.
Point of order.
If it's a fresh point of order, I'll hear it. If it's any attempt to relitigate where I've just got to, I'll be asking the member to leave.
Which he was doing within seconds as Dennis O'Rourke continued to argue the toss.
I'm simply asking if that question was too long.
I've dealt with that matter.
What
I'm
is the appropriate
Dennis O'Rourke quit. Dennis O'Rourke will leave the chamber. I gave him an absolute clear warning. Order, the member will leave.
Dennis O'Rourke headed for the exit as his leader took up his case with the Speaker.
Speaker, my colleague asked, if the question is too long, then how would you have phrased it? I think that he was seeking some clarity, because if the question was too long, you'd have ruled it out at the very start when he finished asking the question. Now, that's why my colleague was a bit...
The member will resume his seat. I have been relatively lenient in light of the way... Order! The member's very likely to be leaving the chamber and joining his colleague.
Mr. Carter then reviewed progress so far.
I've been relatively lenient, but when a question was as long as that, it is very difficult for me to actually decipher the specific of the question, and therefore I ruled that the member of the minister had addressed the question. Mr. O'Rourke took exception to that. I warned him if he continued to relitigate a decision I've made, then he would be asked to leave the chamber. He then immediately did relitigate the question I'd made.
The Speaker warned Mr. Peters that his next point of order better be a fresh one, and the New Zealand First Leader assured him that it would be.
Because it arises from your comment that you've been lenient to New Zealand First in question time today. As a matter of clarification, could you point out on what occasions, at what time, have you been lenient to us?
That is effectively an allegation of bias. Order. And that is a contempt of this House. The Right Honourable Winston Peters will also leave the chamber. The Right Honourable Winston Peters will immediately leave this chamber. Order.
Further along the opposition front bench, Greens co-leader James Shaw used his questions to try and establish a link between the Prime Minister John Key and the newly controversial foreign investment trust industry.
So given that it was his own lawyer who asked for and was granted a guarantee that there wouldn't be a review of foreign trust regulation, is he not concerned about the perception that lobbyists can influence government policy on behalf of vested interests in New Zealand?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, the member's misrepresenting the situation. I was asked about a story that was in the New Zealand Herald. I made it quite clear I didn't know the details of that story, nor do I handle that. That's handled by ministers, and I did what is the fully and totally appropriate thing. I told the person and their lobby group to go and speak to the minister. That happens every day, and if the member was ever get into government, is he saying that if Russell Norman ever came up to him and said there was an issue in relation to the environment, he wouldn't tell the person to go and speak to the environment? In New Zealand, we're a small country. People know other people.
Mr. Key also faced questions from opposition leader Andrew Little.
Can't he see New Zealanders don't like it when people with connections to the Prime Minister get special treatment, and that denying this is just plain out of touch?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Those people did not get special treatment. They are the industry group that represents an industry in New Zealand that was established under rules set up by a Labor government. And, Mr. Speaker, they are quite entitled, whether they know me or not, to actually raise their points with a new minister. That's what happens all the time. The member had dinner with the people who make Key Truder and then went out and advocated for it. Does that mean that he's crooked?
Order. 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 Order.
I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.